Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. I have a really great show for you. My Pan-African playlist, first of all, includes current hits from Nigeria, Tanzania, Ethiopia, Cameroon, Ghana, and more. I've got some classics by Oliver Mutukudzi and Zahara. A couple of MTIA listeners' song requests are honored also. And from Ibadan, Nigeria, I've got your top three alternative Niger hits. Finally, my guest lineup is popping today with three interviews. Tanzania's Ali Kiba, Kenya's Mviri the Storyteller, and the Kumasi Afrobeat Band from New Orleans, USA. So that's the show. Now, all you got to do is sit back, relax, and enjoy it. We're starting off with a couple of current 2022 releases, beginning with this one out of South Africa, Toro by Shoma Josie, featuring DDG.
Where are the men who said they made me? How come my pocket's fatter? How come I'm so much better ever since they left me? The math just doesn't add up. And since you made my Josie, make a copy, let's see. Please, my Josie, my baby, no, let me state my matter. Unajua niko kidimbi kwenye VIP na kwenye VSOP. Najua niko elementi hapo mbele mbele usini seme seme. Najua niko mezon, kina K-bombs, hapo menyon. Lumana, 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 yaki, mashallah.
I'm lifted, I can't talk. I wanna come up to you and kick it, I can't walk. I'm staying in this party as long as the lights off. I'm not coming home, babe, I'm taking the night off. Top shelf liquor, I'm sipping, it might cost. The key to success is taking the right loss. Tears in my crib and they naked in my loft. I wanna shoot my shot, but I feel like my sights off.
You go live, but you don't live enough. When it comes to act, I don't give enough. You're not feeling the song, you're not lit enough. What does she do? She does whatever she chooses. Time to go home, I'll be the one who refuses. I want to go to every block party and lose it. Of course, we're gonna find out something crazy to do with. The only way to change the situation you're in is
selling ads,
fraud, corruption of music. I'm posting what I want, it doesn't matter who views it. It's my time and I'm gonna decide how I use it.
That was Toro by Shoma Josie featuring DDJ from South Africa.
Makama Yabara, Anye Kanlara. You are listening to Hector Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Keep it locked.
All right. Hello, everybody. Now, here is a new Tanzanian-Nigerian collab by Zuchu and Yemi Alade. It's called I Swear.
Baby, you don't put me on lockdown. You don't shut to my door now. See my heart today run fast. And you don't capture on my heart now. Lock me up like a dealer. I'm running back to you. You cool me down, I swear. You calm me down, I swell. You make me want confess to say, baby, I love you. You calm me down, I swear. You cool me down, I swear. You make me want confess to say, baby, I love you.
I'm all you got me on a lockdown. Oh man, just a shout out. Can't believe I love you, love you. Again, I'm begging, baby. I'm begging, don't do me strong thing. Oh no. You say your love is sticking all over me, oh. You are my remedy, oh. Baby, you know I need you, oh. And if you ever need me. Baby, just call my telly. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Oh, oh. You cool me down, I swear. You calm me down, I swear. You make a girl confess to say, baby, I love you. You calm me down, I swear. You cool me down, I swear. You make a girl confess to say, baby, I love you.
Sunshine on my face. This love is insane. Drive me to your space.
Run into your breast. My love, no be way. Come take me away.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Well, two songs in. This next song is a request from a listener in Nigeria. His name is Nyamtongu A. Bernard. He wrote me to express his sadness at the passing of Nigerian singer Mike Abo this past June. Abo was half of the popular music duo Zule Zoo from Benue State, Nigeria. In the early 2000s, the group popularized a genre of music known as the Takuraku beat, and that music highlighted Nigerian traditional culture and dance in a really wonderful way. Very unique and creative. The song Kerewa, in fact, ruled the airwaves for a time, but was later banned in Nigeria for its depiction of sexual violence against women. So I won't play that one. And Nyamtongu requested any song by Zule Zoo. So here is a great one. Another one is called Chinpa. Nyamtongu, to you and all of you other Zule Zoo fans, this is for you.
Why are you behaving like this now?
What a damn job. What's that? I'm gonna break my heart now.
Your woman leave you, run away.
I am now.
Okay, that one is heartbreak. Now let us go outside there and tell the people what Chimpa is all about.
Come
with me. Come with me, guys. For us, that's a quarter. That's a quarter.
Another woman from me. Back us on the guard. Even the guard. I hear on the guard. I said, I'm in our fight, yeah.
All right. Yes, that was Ching Pam by Zule Zoo from 2005. Mike Abo, one half of that duo, passed away earlier this year. May he rest in peace.
What's up, my beautiful people? This is Mviri, the storyteller, singer, songwriter, multi-talented, universal, charger striker number 9. And now I also double up as a businessman, you know. You're tuning in to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. Keep it locked. Keep listening. More music coming your way.
Okay. Hey, guys. This is Heather Maxwell. Now, as I said at the top of the hour, I've got 3 feature interviews for us that are all still ahead. Ali Kiba, Kumasi, and Nviri the Storyteller, plus a top 3 alternative Naija. But first, let's listen to this new song out of Rwanda by Stanza Muvandimwe, Polite.
Whenever I call you, Fuba Fuba, baby, you come faster. When you be here, oh, Burundu, nobody like you, my Fanta Fiesta. You're so romantic. Pendo na pwani pati ya chakula. You know dramatic. Waunze na tunze ni kabutura. Yeah. People say that you gave me juju. I don't care, baby, give me my juju. Zakuriri mbira pochu. Zagu I love na sosi soshu. Mashallah.
Very nice. Yeah, I love polite people too. That was Stanza Muvandimwe out of Rwanda. Okay, so now we're going to meet Ali Kiba. And also, my friend Michael Keeney just walked in the door. I got to take him to the airport soon. But it can wait. That plane can wait. Because we got to finish this show. Now to Ali Kiba! The Tanzanian singer visited the Voice of America studios here in Washington recently. And VOA's Mike Hovey interviewed him for Music Time in Africa.
King Kiba.
Yes.
Ali Kiba.
Yes.
Welcome to VOA, man.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Let's jump into it. You're in America right now. King Kiba's on tour.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. Tell me more about that.
It's a tour. It's a tour that I've been planning
since I was in Africa, and I'm glad I'm here. Everyone is excited to see me. I believe that. I'll be very, very proud if I'll see everyone is around. Just gonna come to the show, and I can't wait to get someone to chip in my one of my track, the American artist, and do one collaboration and see what it's gonna be. Yeah, I believe I have good sound, quality music, and we'll make something incredible song that will be out.
Speaking of the music, I was listening to your last album, Only One King. I appreciate the fact that you have the entire continent there, Ghana, South Africa.
Everywhere. Yeah, I tried.
What was the motivation behind that?
It's just to do a Pan-African album.
I'm something really curious about. You dig it?
You like the vibe?
It was a vibe. It was the vibe.
Let's have good life. Me take it when I'm in me. Me take it when I'm in me. Me take it when I'm in me.
What does Niteke mean?
Niteke means like, how do you say it? Take all of me.
Okay.
As in,
so it's a love song?
Yeah, it's a love song,
yourself are an African leader. What words would you have for the future generations and the whole world that's looking at people like you right now?
We're supposed to use social media positively, in good ways, not bad ways, because the generation's coming and it's going to destroy them if we are going to do this like that. But never give up. Never give up and just live your dream and work on it.
Thank you so much,
my brother.
Appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Good luck on the tour.
Thank you.
I'll be there in the DC store.
No problem. Welcome.
Appreciate it. All right. Take off. From Zimbabwe, we Coca-Cola, babe. We Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola. Ama inya inya. Zokutengela ama inya inya.
Impate tula. Gistengela ama yure. Music time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hello, everyone. How are you all doing? I hope you're enjoying this show so far. Now, more music. This is Enja by Addis Legesse. It's a brand new single. Addis sings, "What have you done to me? Out of all these beautiful people around me all the time, it's always you who I find most beautiful. What have you done to me?"
So, Khaled. And the Nagar and Jamin and Faridulla Balt Abakutafta in Gathagin Yoi Krishagul Bota and Jamin and Beho Yasne Kassing. Kagar kamola so yamila wanchini and jamin and deho and esmana ke mau kuasa de baza banchi manata ke andiao meni ho Zenji deme nefsin alhol kum zendros rase yekatahun siwodishi mini low yena kaminishi au ka low na kiche yergib lava susun ginen dam chigalan encha melas rasun Asir aynat konjo yami saram elku bichas natlon ne melarku anja onjitwa worqasab antro yesanash betbeb alleqe dekkeke lipetaw kombet wotteke hatahun madanya benaynet fikerne wailenya zendros adae bichane uzemae enjamin indeho yasne kasinyin Agar kamolla sow yemela wanchinu and jamin indaho anes mana wke mawwasdi baza banchi manatake jamin indaho yasne kashinyinu agar kamolla sow yemela wanchinu and jamin indaho anes mana wke was a riba tabanchi manatake and jamming in the hole.
Yes, all right. That was Addis Legese from Ethiopia with Enja. Now we go to Ibadan with Sheun Ray for his latest top three.
A brand new week it is in IB City. Hello to you, Etha. Now let's check through some of the latest alternative Naija hits. Cutting the first check, we cash in on Show Dem Camp on the song of the Palm Wine Music 3. This features Mologo. It's No Regrets.
Say you no get. I understand, say you are stressed. But my shape back on reject. Try live life with no regrets. I say,
When the fat lady sings and the curtains come down, know I did myself proud with this music I found. Back in COV, me and Randy B on the prowl. Wonder how Cobain would feel if he saw us right now. First Palm Wine Fest, all the people came out. Shed a tear backstage when I looked at the crowd.
There goes the 17th song of the album by SDC, one of my favorite Nigerian music bands. Next one here is the artistic and controversial Trigger, Blackbones, as he continues his preaching of sex over love with the song Mazoe.
Okay, what you say? Get what you say? We go work it out. I'm on my way. And it feels so stupid that we fight. We could be fish up all night. Girl, I could be eating your walk. On the coast Saturday night, they like it face one. Now you facing only loom, you know they grieve my call. When they play my song for TV, you know they grieve sing along. But no one. If you no get another man, I got another girl. But it's gone. I never lied to you once in my entire life.
Look up at the little beat, the picture. Let me slide in and put you in 70.
Blackbones joining forces with Zimbabwean artist Takura and Dominican Republican BN on that song. Now, final song is the man from Imo State, Majid, collaborating with Joe Boy, where he describes the resilience one has to put up with in spite of numerous responsibilities, especially financially. All in this, Yawa Nude.
Thank you for Azar. I'm up
the one borrow the rubber. I shot the one do data. My mama call me later. She need funds, oh, this kind matter. Now me be my one and only comforter. And if I say no rubber, I'ma they go shoot my leg at a bottle. Another one will go take me higher, higher, oh. You know the head, but I go back to my life to the end. If it be ghetto, then my friend.
Pleasant production work right there from Sugar Beats on that song, Yawa No Day by Majid. Now, that will be all going through all these hits. It's back to you, Eartha Maxwell.
All right. Thank you, Shayon. Okay, guys, we have got this next tune out of Cameroon. It's called Aimé, which means love, by Blanche Bailly featuring Kosi, followed by two classics from Southern Africa, Loliwe and Ucha Tenai. And then after that, we are going to meet Kumasi from New Orleans, USA.
Talky, 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 now them get your mouth too.
It's Phil Bill.
Hey, hey.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Give me the mic, yo. Oopsie.
Natural like pure water. Hey. Give me your heart, I go cherish and keep it better because I be goalkeeper for love.
Ducky, 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 now them get your mouth.
Ducky, 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 ducky.
Now me and you against the world. Cause I know the lie, take my hand and go.
And all I ask for you to follow me, my baby, follow.
Jealousy people, them they press to make me borrow.
Time in Africa with your favorite African hits.
All right. Hey, guys. A certain Mr. Kaunda Rere from Zambia requested this song, Loliwe, along with the following message, and I quote, "Hi, I am a great listener of the music program. My friend from the United Kingdom introduced this about 7 years ago, and since then I never miss to listen to the program whenever I have time. Thank you for your work keeping the African music alive." Hey, thanks, Kaunda. Here's your song, Loliwe.
Plenya kolo du mi apa gaga enyo nu vi yare. Yo, what's up? I'm Adam, a.k.a. Go Get 'Em from Ghana, West Africa, with Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Go Get 'Em, Africa, do it, stop.
Hello, everybody. In case you're just tuning in, we are at the second half of the hour with more music and feature interviews. Bill Odidi speaks with Nviri the Storyteller in Nairobi. Kidi of Ghana has a great new tune out. And coming up right now, meet the American Afrobeat band, Kumasi. Tom Roach presents.
Thank you, Heather. And greetings to you and all of your listeners from New Orleans, Louisiana, in the United States.
There ain't no city like New Orleans.
Other than New York City, no other American town has such diverse musical influences than New Orleans. From traditional brass bands and contemporary jazz to rock, soul, blues, reggae, Cajun Zydeco, the variety of musical styles in this city of 400,000 is wonderfully overwhelming. And perhaps the best example of this musical gumbo melting pot is a 15-piece New Orleans band playing authentic Afro-funk styles that originated in Ghana, Benin, and Nigeria. They're called Kumasi. We spoke to Logan Schutz, the founder of this band, at his home in the Bywater neighborhood.
I am the drummer in Kumasi. I'm also the band leader of Kumasi. I moved to New Orleans about 11 years ago.
Logan followed a curious path to the Kumasi sound. Actually, his musical influences start with country and bluegrass in Fort Worth, Texas.
I mean, I grew up on a ranch in Texas, okay? I was raised with country and bluegrass and blues. One year at Christmas, my Uncle Gary gave me a Fela compilation CD called The Two Sides of Fela. And I started listening to it, and it blew my mind. I think that what the world needs today is mutual respect and mutual curiosity among people who come from different places and backgrounds.
The first Kumasi album, Togetherness, was released in 2016.
It's all about celebration and dance and togetherness. And I think people here in New Orleans can recognize that and can get down with that. Even if it's a style that's not exactly what people are playing here, it's a practice that's virtually the same, where we get together and we play this energetic dance music, and it's a form of release and celebration. And so I think because of that, it's accessible to people in New Orleans. I think Fela bringing his band to the United States in 1969 and 70, when he spent time with leaders of the Black Power movement, he realized that music is an opportunity for him to get these very serious messages across. Our second record, which is entitled Akoben, pretty much the whole record was composed by our bassist, Jonathan Solomon. One of the songs is called You Want My Body, which you might think is a song about romance or intimacy. It's actually a song about the way that the prison system uses the bodies of prisoners that are funneled into this prison system pipeline.
The prison industrial complex, it has no conscience, it will make man a commodity.
This band, like Fela's Africa 70 band, is not about melting people's faces with your horn solo. It's about creating a vibe. You know, our songs average about 11 minutes, which compared to Fela's songs are short. It's mostly about the live show. I mean, I think our records are great, but the experience of the music is mostly about the live show. And we want people to have a good time. We want people to dance. It's not music that's meant for sitting down and watching. It's music that's meant for standing up, dancing with your friends and your partner and enjoying. And if you spend a whole Kumasi show looking at the people you're dancing with and having a great time, then that's great. We have done what we set out to accomplish.
We've been speaking with Logan Schutz, the founding member of the New Orleans-based band Kumasi. Follow them on Facebook at Kumasi Afrobeat Orchestra, on Instagram at Kumasi Afrobeat, and via their website, KumasiAfrobeat.com. For Music Time in Africa, I'm Tom Roach in New Orleans.
Build a family.
Yeah.
Ricky Massey, y'all. We had a great time.
Ooh, baby, you know we outside. Yeah, yeah, we outside. You know we outside. Champagne for my pain, I stay in my lane. Every day is my birthday, wait till we get. Champagne for my pain, I stay in my lane. Every day be my birthday, it be we did it. Oh baby, you know we outside. Yeah, yeah, we outside. You know we outside. Body body like a panda. The way she moving make a panda. Break it down, make it wiggle like a panda. I want to know what you meet me in the corner. Bouncy, 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 baby. Bouncy, bouncy, ma. Bouncy, 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 baby. Bouncy, bouncy, ma. Champagne for my pain. I stay in my lane. Every day is my birthday. Wait till we get. Champagne for my pain. I dare you my lane. Every day be my birthday. It be we did it. Oh baby, you know we outside. Yeah, yeah, we outside. You know we are. Oh baby, you know we outside. Yeah, yeah, we outside. You know we are. I woke up cute again. Minimum of your 10 over 10. Guy, yeah, me do. Guy, yeah, me do. Check it out, yo. I call like it's worth it, I dare wash it, what say? It's the whole season, I day. Shorty, let's go. She said, okay. Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, baby, you know we outside. Yeah, yeah, we outside. You know we are. Oh, baby, you know we outside. Yeah, yeah, we outside. You know we are.
All right, that was Champagne by Ghanaian highlife and Afrobeat singer-songwriter Kidi. I'm Heather, and this last feature interview from Nairobi wraps up the show today. Bill Odidi presents. I'll meet you at the other end to say goodbye.
Greetings, Heather. This is Bill Odidi joining you from Nairobi, and today we're meeting up with the biggest name in Kenyan music at the moment. He used to be a videographer for the band Sauti Sol, and one day he picked up the guitar and played them a few notes, and his life changed after that. He's known as Nviri, the storyteller, because he writes some exceptional songs. He had the most streamed song in Kenya on Spotify in 2021, and working with Sauti Sol has introduced him to some of the best artists from across Africa. How can you sum up how you are in your career right now, given all that has happened since you signed up with Soul Generation, the label started by Sauti Sol?
Well, at this point, I believe I'm much bigger, wiser, and more talented than where I started from. And I believe in teamwork. So through Soul Generation, I've been able to get a team around me of very skilled people. All stars, if I can say, you know, that have helped me through the whole process of me being an artist and being the storyteller, being where I am right now. Big up to the whole team. And I just can't explain. Thoughts of you and me keep going up and down in my brain. And you were looking for some love, didn't care for the fame.
You weave your lyrics between Kiswahili and English beautifully. Is that part of the reason why your songs just seem to resonate with such a huge group of fans?
I believe that is definitely one of the main reasons, because language barrier has always been a factor in the music scene, or rather in communication as a whole. Here in Kenya, the fact that I can be able to combine Kiswahili and English is one of the reasons why my music has been able to cut across different social classes, you know, and also different generations of people. And looking at the entire globe, language definitely plays a huge role in terms of how far I can reach my audience. if at all I can be in a position to learn more languages and put them there. I can. I've already even put Portuguese in some of my music, so not just Kiswahili and English. Best believe you'll also see French somewhere.
Sugar daddy, and the storyteller, yeah.
So fresh is on the beat.
Being a friend has never been good enough for me. That's not where I wanna be in your life, your life.
What has been the experience of connecting with so many top artists from around Africa in the last 3 years, and what have you learned?
One thing I've realized, that people out there are really, really working hard. You know, you find them in the studio every day, and they're writing more and more every single time. So who am I to be left behind? So I've definitely picked that up, and I've been able also to learn more in terms of my sound and the writing skills. Also vocally, I can consider myself that I've grown ever since I started off from 2019 to now. Through the collaborations, traveling, I've learned more. That has definitely made me a better artist. Other than that, the fact that they've recognized my work and shown interest in my work, that is also a good sign that we're doing something right. So I have a couple of artists that I've also featured in the album. You'll get to hear about them as soon as it drops. Are you ready?
It's a great success story from Kenya, and Viri, the storyteller, really going places with his music. His debut album will be released early in 2023, and it promises to be sensational, given all the singles that he's already put out. We'll, of course, tell you all about it here on Music Time in Africa. It's Bill Odidi here in Nairobi, back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
All right, and with that great interview, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today. A very special thanks to Bill Odidi and Nviri, the storyteller, to Tom Roach and Kumasi, to Mike Hove and Ali Kiba, and to VOA listeners Nyam Tongu, A. Bernard, and Kaundarere, who sent in their song requests and messages. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and online at voanews.com. Till next time, stay busy.